Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hello there, Mr. Grant.
Hi, Mark.
Talking about relationships again this week. Relationships matter even in estate planning.
Well, and even specifically in estate
even
planning.
Even more so, yes.
Yeah, specifically if we're talking about legal issues, what I have come to the conclusion of is that in this area of law, maybe more than any other area of law, it is really critical to have a ongoing good relationship with your estate planner. Mm. And we kind of covered some of that last week. We started out with, well, what do we mean by relationship? And what we really are looking at in the relationship discussion is, does a attorney that you use have a very specific program to ensure that everything that you have will be fully maintained? And of course, we touched a little bit, we'll probably get to that a little bit more today, is as an individual ages, there are so many life adjustments that if you have a strong relationship, it's not going to take the attorney by surprise. And thereby, it's not going to take the family by surprise. An attorney, in case listeners don't know, an attorney costs dramatically more when we're fixing an emergency. Mm. But yet when I have a relationship with individuals and I can anticipate and see things coming down the road because of that relationship, we make fine-tune adjustments instead of radical changes. And that may be really the heart of the issue, specifically, again, as we talk about this issue that every day I get older, and so there are going to be new challenges that we encounter in our 70s, in our 80s, and many people are living well into their 90s nowadays, and the challenges that we face are becoming unique and different. And so, therefore, if we can consistently make fine-tune changes instead of the knee-jerk reaction to health emergencies, boy, it's just better across the board.
What you're describing is not the norm, though, in the industry, this kind of relationship, ongoing relationship with an attorney. It's not what really sets you apart.
Yeah, unfortunately, really is not the norm. There are a few law firms throughout the Pacific Northwest that do focus on relationship. Many of them, though, are in the area or in the space of elder law, meaning as you age, what are the ramifications of aging? They also want to try to add in different types of insurances. So they'll sell insurance and they'll get additional fees off of that. That is not our approach. Our approach is that by a solid, good relationship, we can create a plan that is easily maintainable, easily adjustable to meet those circumstances. Yes, we can assist with elder law issues. Yes, we can make the fine-tune adjustments, but that's the whole thing, is that we want to make sure that it's in the best interest of the client, not in my best interest, and that, again, these adjustments are continuously made in advance. They're not the reactionary type of adjustment. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is unique to have a relationship with an attorney across the board. There's very, very few of us that do it.
What the norm is, the one-and-done document that you create and you don't see somebody again, maybe ever, or
yes,
people don't revisit their documents and their trust and issues for like 20 years.
Yeah, a long time. And that is one of the biggest gaps in estate planning across the board, regardless of having any health issues, regardless of aging, is that there is so much that changes in our personal life, in the law, in taxes, in the way estate planning is done over the course of 5 and 10 years, that to even think about that your plan is 10 years old, 15 years, 20 years, that is simply not going to meet the needs when they arise. And those needs are, A, if you experience a health concern during your lifetime, we have to have documents that meet that need. And then B, if you pass away. So if it's your turn to go and see our Lord and Savior, we want to make sure that there is the smoothest transition left behind for those that we love. And you can't do that with a 15 and 20-year-old document. Mm. It is an absolute impossibility. So, yes, that is one of the biggest problems that we face in estate planning when someone comes to us and says, hey, I have this document, but someone just died who I love. And it's just like, oh boy, okay, we can do it, but it's going to take a longer period of time. It's going to cost more. And that's not where we want to be.
Okay.
And so.
Well, so how does this relationship work then? How do you start to start this kind of relationship?
Yeah. And we have what we call the estate planning life cycle. And listeners, I hope, are starting to get used to this specific lifestyle. So life cycle. So the first part is that we got to get education. That's what this radio show is about. We host seminars. We're going to pick those back up again in January. They're coming soon. And you can find out more information about those on legacyandfaith.com. And so then we got to engage, we got to create, and then we go into financial integration. So we got to make sure all your finances align with the plan. Then we can finally get to the relationship component. So in our system, what it means is that every year we send a review of what a client's estate plan decisions are. So it's not the document. We're not revisiting the document per se, but we have tracked and we have put into a letter form, here are the major decisions. So when you utilize a trust, here are the decision makers in your trust. These are the successor trustees, the people who are going to take over the finances should you become disabled, should you pass away. Here are your beneficiaries of the plan. This is what they get. This is how they will receive it. And so all of these major decisions, as well as what does a power of attorney look like for finance, for health, who are the decision makers, all of these then are presented to a client on an annual basis. And it's just a simple review. It's so that we can take a moment as an individual and think about the estate plan, and has something changed over the course of the year? Has a relationship changed? Has something happened in the family? So it's the ability to communicate back to the attorney so that we can understand what's happening in the family. So in a traditional relationship, like you've mentioned, Mark, if I was a one-and-done attorney, if I was a document producer, which is here's your document, shake your hand. It was so good to see you, but you let me know, client, if there's anything I can do for you in the future. Most attorneys never reach out to their client. As a matter of fact, I've asked clients over and over and over who have used estate planners in the past, how many times in the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years, however old the document is, how many times has the attorney that you used reached out to you to tell you about a legal change, a tax change? And the answer is, what do you think the answer is, Mark?
Never.
It's never. Mm. It is 100% never. Mm. So I use my words wisely. So I have never had a client tell me, oh, yes, my attorney has kept in touch with me. Mm. That is a broken system. Mm. So because if something changes in your family, how am I supposed to give you current relevant insight or discussion points on how that matches with your intent of the estate plan? It is a major gap. So we cover that gap by annual communication with our clients that says, here are your major decisions. Please tell us about the family. You know, someone passes away and I have phone numbers in my system from 10, 15, 20 years ago if I was a traditional attorney. Mm. How am I supposed to get in contact with beneficiaries? Versus on an annual basis, if I'm saying, hey, update your beneficiary information, now I've got all of that information coming to me in real time or as close to real time as possible so that we are ready to assist the family when the phone rings that someone needs help or someone has passed away. And that means that we are providing the smoothest transition for a family. Because remember, we do this for number one, to protect you as a client, to protect you as an individual, should you experience some sort of disability or incapacitation. So that's always our first goal. But goal number two is that when you pass away, because it's not an if clause, it's a when clause, when you pass away, is the plan ready to assist the family that you love? And is the plan ready on a legal, a tax, and a personal level? So by communication, we're able then to receive information about the family, make those fine-tuned adjustments, have our voice to the client so that it can continue. Now, that so far is just a one-way street, so which is the client being able to communicate with us and freely communicate with us without additional charge as well. So I am not an attorney who's sitting by my clock, turning on my clock if a client emails or calls us. That actually doesn't exist in our firm. Mm. And so therefore, to have a true relationship, we have to have the finances worked out. So all of that is upfront disclosed through the initial discussion as you learn about our firm. So now we've got the money figured out and we can have an open communication relationship with you. Now, how do I get legal information to my clients? In other words, I see things are constantly changing in the legal environment. So whether a statute has changed, whether case law has come up and made an adjustment or an interpretation on a specific statute, whether tax law changes, because, you know, that never changes. So the tax law is just like fixed and rock solid. These constant changes that I'm supposed to be watching over, how do I get that information to clients? Well, my clients commit to coming to one annual group session a year. So it's kind of like a State of the Union for Paul Grant, which is what is happening in the law? What is happening in taxes? What's happening inside of our firm so that we can keep clients up to date on that we're a healthy firm? We continually grow. Because in relationship, my clients actually root for me to continue to grow because that means we're going to be stable and be able to actually be there for the family as they anticipate. So, so on an annual basis, we have client meetings and they're limited to 50 or less people at a time. Of course, that was blown out of the water last year with COVID and restrictions on group meetings. So we're making fine-tuned adjustments for this coming year. However, the point is that we are able to give good, up-to-date legal information to our clients concerning legal and tax issues. Now, why is that important? Because I can't just go in and make a tax update just because I feel like it. I need a client's permission to actually do my job within an established document. So even if I know something, I need the client to sign off to say, yes, I want that in my plan. And so even though we have a relationship, there are boundaries in this relationship that I am unable to cross. So what really the annual meeting does is it gives me the platform to communicate to my clients, get their written permission to say, yes, that legal issue, that tax issue is a good thing for us. And so therefore, Paul and your team, please make that adjustment in our plan. And again, we're back to a plan that is the most up-to-date, meaning if we need to use it because you're disabled or because you've passed away, not only do we have the family information most up-to-date, but now we have the tax and legal issues up-to-date because we want this document to be ready at every moment. I've said this over and over, and we're up against a break, so but I've said this multiple times, which is estate planning is easy. Just tell me 30 days before you die and we'll get it right. But because we don't know that day, and I'm not so sure I want to know that day, then we need to have relationships so that the document matches and is ready to meet the efficiency and effectiveness that we believe it's going to. And that's how we and our firm have a relationship.
Relationships matter. Paul Grant is the relational attorney. And if you're intrigued by some of his ideas about relationship in estate planning issues, maybe you want to get in touch with him. How do people do that, Paul?
Head over to our website. It's legacyandfaith.com. There are podcasts, so there's past educational sessions. There's upcoming educational workshops that are happening very soon. And there's ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memorieswworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memorieswworthtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Paul Grant looking at the subject of relational attorneys, and he is one of them. It sounds like probably one of the only ones in our area. His whole approach to
one
this
of few. I don't want to say the only one, but yes, one of few.
It's very important to him to have an ongoing relationship with his clients. So what are some more of the benefits of having a relational attorney?
Yeah, so we talked heading into break about how that process practically functions. So then, well, some of that benefit was already included in the discussion before break, which is we keep on top of the documents. We keep the legal and tax issues going. But really, one of the bigger components that I said at the beginning of the show is that because of our relationship, we are able to kind of watch over our clients' continued progression with age. Mm. And so as family dynamics do change, because I don't know about you, but I have a family, and the dynamics are a moving component of our family. They're not stagnant either. And so whether it gets better or whether it gets worse or whether it is just with minor adjustments, there is a dynamic that constantly moves in family relationships. So putting that together, as well as clients continue to age, it gives us the opportunity to have conversations with our clients. So what that does is it allows us to have that relationship to continually gauge mental capacity for clients and whether or not they're getting close to needing greater assistance. And again, we can begin to make fine-tune adjustments in advance instead of the knee-jerk reaction that now I got to send mom and dad to a home because it's gotten so bad, nobody can take care of them any longer. Mm. That's the emergency portion. Mm-hmm. But what if we were able to have a relationship that moves into smoother transitions for mom and dad during their lifetime? That is a better system. In addition, we're also watching over finances. So when we use a trust, it's very imperative that we ensure all assets are in the name of the trust. So that's called financial integration, so that the assets are integrated into the plan. Well, clients will continually purchase potentially, whether it's property, whether it's new financial products, whether they get tired of their bank and shift to another bank. Those are all opportunities where the average individual forgets that their estate plan needs to blend with these assets. So if you haven't communicated with your attorney in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, then you may actually, as an individual, add a new asset or change an asset back into your name. The beneficiaries are not flowing to match your plan. So whenever we have an asset maneuver, influences our estate plan. And it's, again, another gap in if you don't have a relationship, if you don't have the confidence to call somebody to make sure that the step you're going to take with your finances. Now, I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not going to give investment advice of whether or not that's a good investment. That's someone else's job. But I am going to make sure that the title, how we whose name we put on an asset blends properly with the estate plan. And then lastly, also dealing with finances is as wealth continues to grow in someone's hands, they may be getting closer and closer to having an estate tax issue. Mm. Well, if we don't have that communication again, that relationship, we could jump from a non-taxable estate into a taxable estate and not even know it. Mm. And so therefore, we potentially are creating a tax problem when we die that our heirs are going to have to write a check to Washington State. Now, how happy would you be to pay Washington State more taxes when they usually can't manage the current taxes that they're receiving? Mm. So most individuals are opposed to paying taxes if we don't have to. Mm. And this is an area where you really don't have to pay an estate tax with good planning. So then as the relationship continues, we're able to watch over not just that the assets are integrated properly, but also that the value has not exceeded a particular exemption amount for tax purposes. And if it's getting close, again, preemptive planning is better than reactive planning. So therefore, we begin the communication with clients to talk about what strategies can we employ to mitigate or eliminate estate taxes. So those are some of the other advantages or some of the other ways that that I believe a relationship assists ensuring a smooth transaction, making sure that the client is well taken care of and the plan is always up to date. So those are some other advantages. Now, how does the relationship become an advantage if we have changes in life? Well, that kind of goes back to the estate planning life cycle. And part of the estate planning life cycle is that with the continuation commitment, that is the annual meeting, that's our part of sending you information and having free flow of information. Also in the relationship component for us is family training. Mm. And so we actually...
Yeah, what does that look like?
Yeah, so we actually take responsibility to train your successor trustees. So imagine having an estate plan and saying, well, little Johnny is going to be the person who closes my estate. Well, wouldn't it be a great idea if little Johnny actually understood what that role means? Mm. Let's give your family some good education while you're alive before the emergency happens again. So everything is trying to be preemptive instead of reactive. Let's give good information on what does it mean to be a successor trustee? What does it mean to be a personal representative or an executor of an estate? Wouldn't it be fantastic if your family walked into the situation of you passing away actually knowing what their role is instead of having no clue and coming to the attorney for the very first time saying, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I have no clue what this means. I only know that I'm supposed to do it, but I don't know what it is. Well, that's the traditional setup. Here's your document. Let me know if I can help you. So someone dies and your kids get a hold of that document and they call the attorney on the document who now most of the time has been retired or yeah, changed law offices and you can't find him, let alone at the worst time of someone's life when they lose a parent. That's when you want them to learn. Mm. That doesn't happen well.
No.
That doesn't happen well. So in our system of family reception, what our goal in that stage is we want to be an educational center so that someone understands and knows their responsibilities, knows their duties, so that they are prepared. Again, Everything is about how do we create a smooth transaction for those we leave behind? Well, the smooth transaction is give them some good education. And so if they are ready, if they know their roles, if they know their duties by law, and they understand already what the steps are going to be, does that not create a far better opportunity for them to successfully and peacefully actually pick up the responsibility that you've asked them to pick up? So education to the family is very important. And then, as I've mentioned many times, life adjustments really is the next stage. And that is, again, watching over clients, because as we age, as we get into our 70s, 80s, and 90s, there are going to be unique challenges. And so if we have established a relationship, not just with you, and it's been ongoing, but also with the family, because we've provided education, now the family is more confident to come to the established relationship. They are secure in the relationship. And again, the emergency is not as dramatic because there's already a built-in stability with knowledge, with relationship, so that we can meet the fine-tuned adjustments that have to happen. Mm-hmm. So relationship really matters in this area, and it starts with the estate planning life cycle.
Okay, people are intrigued. They want to find out more about your approach to estate planning and tax issues. How do they get in touch with you, Paul?
Head over to our website. It's legacyandfaith.com. Past educational shows, our podcasts are there, upcoming educational seminars. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, always great stuff. Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.